This Sunday marks 15 years since the September 11th attacks. Boston's Logan Airport will be forever linked to the attacks. The two planes that hit the Twin Towers in New York left from Logan. Today at the airport, the memory of the people on those planes is honored in a variety of ways. Some are obvious, others are subtle. WBUR's Dan Guzman reports.
Passengers wait for flights inside Terminal B at Logan Airport on a busy September morning. Most are looking for their gates, waiting for flights, or passing the time on their phones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this traffic coming back, it does not fit on the seat in front of you. On the Chicago flight here, gate B3, we'll reject to get to your final destination.
Few notice the U.S. flag sitting on top of the jetway at gate B32. It is a tribute to the passengers and crew of American Airlines Flight 11, which took off from that gate 15 years ago. An hour after it left Boston, the plane slammed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. There is also a flag flying at gate C-19, where United Airlines Flight 175 left before it was commandeered and crashed into the South Tower. Massport CEO Thomas Glynn says while the flags can be seen from the terminals and taxiing planes, airlines have put nothing to note why they are there.
Those who care know, and those, you know, everybody else, it's not a secret, but it's not something that they felt that, you know, they didn't want to look like they were, you know, making a big deal out of something that was supposed to be a sign of respect.
The airlines put the flags up in the weeks after 9/11. When United moved to Terminal B, its employees chose to put up another flag at one of the airline's new gates. Outside of the terminals, on a two-acre site wedged between the main airport roadway and the Hilton Hotel, sits the official Logan 9/11 Memorial. It features two walkways leading up a hill to a 20-by-20 glass cube which contains the names of the people on board the flights from Logan. From above, you can see that the walkways are similar to the flight paths the two planes took on September 11th.
And it was very intentionally meant to be an uplifting experience. It was about moving toward a higher place, a higher, more evolved way of thinking about it.
Robert Lynn of Moscow Lynn Architects in Boston was one of the designers of the memorial. It opened in 2009 next to the hotel that was used as a gathering place for families in the days after 9/11. The design process took more than a year and included the relatives of people on board the two flights.
Some were more moved than others. You know, some felt that we'd hit it exactly right. Others just felt grateful that their significant others were acknowledged.
The Logan Airport Memorial is a contrast to the National 9/11 Memorial in New York. That site features two waterfalls flowing down into the voids left behind by the fallen towers.
Our particular focus was moving up a hill and moving upward and looking to the sky. And I think that's reflective of Massport's desire to move beyond the tragedy and be able to get to a new way of thinking about what happened here.
One of the most important legacies from 9/11 is one no passenger sees, a daily safety meeting at the airport, which Thomas Glynn says began on the morning of September 12, 2001.
That continues every single day, holidays, weekends. That was a good thing that came out of it. The people at the airport are very proud of that it got created in that environment and that it's been sustained.
All action at the airport will pause for a moment at 8:46 Sunday morning, the time American Airlines Flight 11 hit the North Tower. It's a chance for airport workers and passengers to reflect on the anniversary. And after that moment, business will continue as usual. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dan Guzman.